The United Nations Secretary General was first brought to the success story. Sri Lanka wanted to show off to the world a model camp, which it calls a welfare village. Here he was welcomed by Tamil children singing a song composed in his honor. The camp, called Manak Farm, is the largest and, according to NGO workers, the best run. But the workers and the Tamils say other zones do not resemble the model. The worst sections are overcrowded, lack adequate toilet facilities, and a repeated complaint we heard at every stop, not enough soap. Manak Farm is ringed with barbed wire, and there are many soldiers carrying weapons. The Tamils say they are not free to move outside the camp. There are 220,000 people already here. A new area called Zone 4 has been cleared, and more internal refugees are on the way. I went inside a couple of the tents with the Secretary General, who spoke with some families. One Tamil girl told him she needed an operation for her leg wounds, but there was no such facility here. She told him she couldn't even get pills for her pain and other ailments. At a makeshift clinic, we saw the injured and the very ill lying on cots outdoors under a large tent. On one listless elderly woman, flies covered her bandaged leg wound. For most who seem fit, if not a bit dazed, their primary complaint is not knowing when they will be able to return home. All appear eager to resume normal life. The government is pledging to have most of them resettled back in their villages and towns in 6 months, but some officials acknowledge that due to landmines and other security issues, it could be several years before all are able to return home. Steve Herman, VOA News, Manak Farm, Sri Lanka.